An interview with Sting. Sting is a popular guest in radio shows. When he was in Australia, he gave an interview to a music channel. You will hear a part of it. You will hear it twice.
Hello everyone out there. Let me introduce tonight's special guest. For more than two decades, he has dominated the world charts. A man called the genius, the lord of the manor, and the king of the rainforest. Here is Sting, and he is joining us in the studio tonight. Welcome, Sting.
It's nice to be here.
What is your real name?
Gordon Matthew Sumner.
How did you get your nickname?
I got my nickname Sting while I was a member of the band The Phoenix Jazzmen. Everyone in the band had a nickname. One day, I came to play in a striped soccer sweatshirt and a friend in the band said that I looked like a bee. They started calling me Stinger, which eventually became Sting.
A lot of people ask us for some information about your personal life.
I have been married twice and I have six children. Two with my former wife, Frances Tomelty, and four with my present wife, Trudy Styler.
Where do you live?
Most of the time I live in Lake House in Wiltshire. It's a county west of London. Besides that, I own a home in London and an apartment in New York. I have also a home in Malibu, California, and a villa in Tuscany. That's in Italy.
Have you ever been to Germany?
I know Germany quite well, as I've been touring in Germany for the last 25 years. I have played in almost every place there. I even gave a concert at a men's toilet in Hamburg and at the Olympiahalle in Munich.
What do you think about your life and your career?
I can't complain at all. I'm one of the happiest people on this planet, and I'm very lucky.
Your real name is Gordon Sumner. What can you tell us about him?
There is nothing that you don't know about Sting. But there's a lot that you don't know about Gordon Sumner. And that's better, I think. I'm Gordon Sumner at home. I don't try to take Sting home. It's no fun to have a star at home because he always wants to call the room service.
You are now in your 50s. Have you ever thought about your life as a pensioner?
We have an organic farm in Wiltshire and we grow our own vegetables. I love working in the garden. I wouldn't be a teacher again. That was 25 years ago. I didn't teach my pupils, but I encouraged them to study. That's what I'm doing today. I show people my enthusiasm for special issues.
We know this because you did a lot of work for charities. Can you tell us some more about that?
I've played a lot of concerts for Amnesty International and the Rainforest Foundation. Me, my wife and a Brazilian Indian chief started the Rainforest Foundation in 1989 to stop the destruction of the Brazilian rainforest. Besides that, I designed a limited edition of T-shirts for the Hard Rock Cafe chain. Money from the T-shirt sales will benefit an AIDS foundation.
Sting, it's been a real pleasure having you here this evening. Thanks a lot for the interview. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Oh, we have a Sting fan on the phone. Hello, this is Katie. Who's speaking?
My name is Michelle. I'm a big fan of Sting, and I have heard him talking on the radio many times. Was that really Sting who was with you in the interview?
Well, you're right. It wasn't Sting. He couldn't come here tonight because of personal reasons. A very close friend spoke in his name. But you have found out first, and you'll get a surprise. Sting's latest album, Brand New Day. Is that all right?
Great, that's fine. Thank you very much. Anyway, the information you gave about Sting was brilliant. Bye.
Bye. That's just the way it is sometimes.